what the crazy thing is? At the start of this conversation that Jesus is having, do you know what they're talking about? Feet. They're talking about feet. And that is the start of a conversation that Jesus has with his disciples while they're celebrating the Passover. And this made me quite excited because I was like, feet, I'm talking about feet. I'm looking around. Lucy, you're kind of an artist-y sort of person. Could you draw me a big foot on that first piece of paper? It doesn't matter if it doesn't look like a foot. We'll know it's a foot. I'm sure it will. This one. Thank you. Now, what's going on in this bit of the Bible is Jesus is washing people's feet. And one of his disciples is like, no, you're not washing my feet. You're not coming near my feet. That's like a servant job. You're not going to do that. I don't want you near my feet. And Jesus is like, I am going to wash your feet. You're not going to wash my feet. I am going to wash your feet. And eventually, he gets to the point and he goes, okay, well, if you're going to wash my feet, wash me all. And Jesus is like, for goodness sake, that's a beautiful foot. That was lovely. Thank you very much for drawing a foot. Could we have a round of applause for Lucy's foot? Because he figures if Jesus is going to wash his feet, he might as well let Jesus wash all of him. But Jesus doesn't want to do that because he says, if you've already been cleaned, you're already clean, except for your feet. How come only his feet are dirty? Was what I started to wonder. Now, let's think back to the quiz for a minute and what we know already about feet. Now, little caveat, I know not everybody has feet. For numerous reasons, some people end up without feet. And this isn't necessarily specifically about real feet, although they're a part of a big metaphorical picture. It's quite a big word for early on a Sunday morning. Feet are an incredibly complex mechanism of a lot of bones that all work together to help us stand and to move. And they have an unbelievable amount of nerve endings to help us understand our surroundings and what's going on around us. They are a mega sensory connection point between us and the world around us. That's what feet are, right? And Jesus is kind of saying to him, all of this bit I've dealt with. You've washed yourself, you're clean. But your feet, they have been encountering the real world. They have been walking and journeying through it. And that, I think, is maybe the message that is at the essence of this, about the interaction and the connection between our feet and the world around us. Anyway, the conversation between Jesus and his disciples carries on a little bit. It doesn't end there. Because Jesus is trying to tell them something. He's trying to tell them that he's going to be leaving soon, but it's all fine because they know where he's going. And they're like, we don't know where you're going. And he's like, you do know where I'm going, but there's all this confusion going on. And it's at this point he gives them another epic thing. And he moves from feet to the next point, which is where he says, I am the path. I am the truth. I am the energy of life. And no one can get to God except through me. Or if you've got a slightly more traditional Bible, you might have heard it before, and it says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Diana, could you draw a path? A path? Any sort of, you're very, very, if you've never seen Diana's photos of beautiful paths and sunrises and amazing things, could you draw a path of whatever pathy type description you feel like drawing? Yeah. Beautiful. So we start with feet, and he's talking about feet. And then we move on to the fact that there's this pathway that we're trying to follow, but we don't really know where we're going, but it's going to be okay because Jesus knows. And the thing is, they're getting really confused because they don't understand. But right at the end of this conversation, Jesus says to them, "Don't worry. My peace I leave with you. Peace I give to you. I don't give as the world gives. But don't let your heart be troubled or fearful." And he's trying to say to them, you're going to have to walk through stuff. It's not going to be easy. Sometimes life is going to be hard. It might be messy. You might get a bit dirty. But you're not going to be doing it on your own. And that is a really important thing. And that leads us to this word, peace. We've started with our feet. We've got to the pathway. I need my slippers. Because if you don't remember anything else about this morning, this is what you need to remember. That Irene's slippers are for every occasion. Can you say that? Irene's slippers are for every occasion. And if we quickly flip, I've made it go away again, we might be able to see Irene's slippers. Irene's slippers for every occasion. This word, peace, if you look at it in the original Greek, it's actually the word Irene, which is where the word Irene comes from. And it doesn't mean peace like, yo man, that's really cool sort of peace. And it doesn't mean like sort of, let's fight for peace everybody in our nation. It's not talking about those sorts of peace. It's talking about the peace that is God's gift of wholeness. God's gift of wholeness. And it's a gift that says whatever you encounter, whatever you experience, whatever you go through, you are not doing it on your own. Because if you say, yes, Jesus, I am yours, he is with you, and his peace gives us a wholeness. And it's not a half wholeness that means the next time a nice pair of shoes come out, there'll be something better. And we have to keep trying to get more because we're not enough, because we want more and more and more and more and more, like our two lovely guys in their sketch. It's a peace that says, I'm enough because Jesus makes me enough. I like shoes quite a lot. My grandfather and my great-grandfather both made shoes. That was their job. And when my auntie announced she was getting married to the son of a vicar, my granddad had to go to a great big celebration with all these frightfully delightful posh clergymen. And my granddad was very nervous about it. And he sort of coined this phrase that whenever he got introduced to another member of the clergy, he would respond with, "Oh yeah, I'm George. I believe we have a similar trade. We both deal in the business of souls." Which made him feel better. But the thing is, we are living a life that deals in the business of souls. Whether they've fallen off your shoes, which isn't very good. Jesus is giving us shoes that make us whole. It's not shoes that mean it's going to be easy all the time. It's shoes that means whatever we're going to walk through, we know we are not on our own. We know we have got somebody with us. So we have souls for our souls to go out. And if we do, we might have to do a couple of clicks. We can go out wherever we go so that we can catch. One more click. It's coming. Souls. Souls for our souls, so that we can go and catch souls. See, if I make it crazy, you'll remember it later and you'll be like, I know what that was about. Now, We're going to worship again in a second, but before we do, if we click one more time, it would be great to pray for our feet. Not our feet, but our points where we connect with the world around us. The places that we go where we're taking Jesus with us. So I was going to give you all a challenge to see if you could fill in these blanks in whatever way you felt was right. So Lord Jesus, would you our or my feet as we or I so it might be, Lord, would you protect our feet as we go into work where it's going to be a really hard week? Or Lord Jesus, would you give energy to our feet as we go and be a good influence in the playground at break time tomorrow in school? Whatever it is, whatever you are facing this coming week, let's have a couple of minutes. We're going to put some music on. And we're going to think about where our feet are going to be taking us this week. And write down if you've got something you can write on. I think most people have a phone they could write on. Or you've got those little slips of paper. Write something down. And then when we've heard the music play through, I was wondering if a few people would like to come and share those prayers with all of us so that we can all join together and say, as a family, let's pray for where we're headed to this week. So let's have a few minutes, fill in the blanks. You can do it on your own. You can do it with the people around you. But let's have a few minutes to do that.
Irene's slippers. Wow. That's great. Can I ask maybe one or two people to come and just share a prayer that you've just maybe written down or engaged with? Is there anybody who would like to share that and lead us in a couple of prayers? Yes, come on, Claire. Thank you.
I haven't written down the prayer. I've just written down the group of people I want prayer for, really. It just says, Jesus, would you energize, give me wisdom to my feet as I work with the lost souls and hurting souls at Eastwood Park Prison. So it's the prisoners there, our local prison, and yeah, they are lost and hurting and at the lowest they can be, really. So yeah, give me wisdom, give us the prayers we need for those girls.
Let's pray. Shall we pray? Let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord, for Claire and for those involved in reaching those lost and often overlooked or perhaps disregarded in society. Now, we know they're in prison. It doesn't just happen. But Lord, that doesn't mean that they're lost and disregarded. Lord, I pray for real wisdom to know how to speak and how to talk and share you amongst the darkness. And Lord, I pray that there'll be a real sense of hope and encouragement and a sense of real joy in a dark place. May there be stories of lives coming to know you that is a real transformation from a place of despair, from a place of hope, because of you, Jesus. So Lord, bless the team. May you bless Claire. Help them to know that you are with them, you're for them, and that your peace from that place of victory goes with them. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Maybe one other. Yes, Zoe, Zoe.
Lord Jesus, would you help our feet to feel ready this week, even when we feel tired and maybe a bit grumpy some mornings and we don't really feel like going to school or work or nursery? Would you help us to ready our feet and ready our hearts so that we can be kind to everyone around us? Amen.
Amen.
Amen.